Meet Glenn Kelly.
You can see there are hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glenn Kelly?
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor. All right, everybody, welcome to Tycoon Takeover. I am your host, Glenn Kelly, the owner and broker of record of the greatest real estate company on the planet, Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Now, before we start the show tonight, I want to give a big shout out to Lorna Bush. Lorna, my dear, you are official 30-year real estate veteran. 30 years in real estate. Lorna worked with many, many, many other competing real estate companies, but in the end, she hangs her hat here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Why? Because just like I've been saying, time after time after time, we are the best, period. Hands down, this is what it's all about. There's no artificially inflated commission cuts, no ridiculous office fees of any kind, none of that nonsense. I got one phrase for you: no one does it better than Glenn Kelly. And if you're a new or seasoned agent and you're tired of all the game playing and the rat race with other real estate companies and the nonsense with I'm going to give you X percent commission and all this other nonsense, when you're tired of that, come talk to me and we'll see if you're a fit for the Glenn Kelly Real Estate family team, okay? Hit my agents up direct and talk to them. Go on Facebook or reach out to one of my agents. They will definitely talk to you and they will let you know what is the in here, how to get in here with Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Now, on tonight's show, it's really going to be special once again, similar to last week's show. We're going to talk to a lot of guests and whatnot. We're going to learn about mortgages. We're going to talk about real estate. But in the end, this show is going to be remembered for its significance about learning about and battling cancer. So this is yet another show dedicated to conquering cancer. Better format to try and battle cancer than this huge outlet with Tycoon Takeover, okay? As everyone learned last week, I have lost so many dear, sweet family members to cancer in my lifetime. I lost my grandfather, John Kelly Sr., my grandmother, Patricia Kelly, and my uncle died at 37 years, only 37 years old, Kevin Kelly from cancer. I love you guys. I miss you guys terribly. I'm always thinking about you guys. This show, once again, is absolutely dedicated in your memory. Now, moving along, you know, there's big things in the works at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Always big things. People who know me personally, they know when Glenn Kelly does something, he does it big. So there's huge things going on here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And tonight, Glenn Kelly Real Estate is proud and honored to take part in this very special episode of Tycoon Takeover, once again, trying to battle and conquer cancer. Now, as you know, each and every week, we have special guests live on Tycoon Takeover, not only to promote Glenn Kelly Real Estate taking over the New Jersey real estate market, but also to focus on our community involvement and all of the charity events that we produce every single year. And this year is going to be nothing shy of monumental. Mark my words, baby, this year is going to be monumental. So, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter if you like our bold, stylish marketing, or maybe you're more into our commitment to excellence with charity involvement. Either way, Glenn Kelly Real Estate has built the highest social media score of virtually any real estate company on the planet. These are undisputable facts. Our followers on social media have exploded. Special thanks to all of the intricate sponsorships that we've done with awesome charitable events and also constantly giving back to our community. And all of that stuff, guys, will never, ever change. You know, and over the past couple of years, We were able to have superstar celebrities come out, brand themselves with Glenn Kelly Real Estate for amazing, and I mean truly, truly amazing charity events. NFL greats, the International Van Hoobastank, WWE and TNA icons, you name it. We even had Robbie E from TNA. He's actually on air, I think, next week. But either way, Robbie E came on last week. It was great to have him on. Guys like that, you're talking TV personalities coming out, branding with Glenn Kelly Real Estate because they know that Glenn Kelly Real Estate has a very large audience. Plus, they get to do what they want to do. They want to be involved in a charitable aspect to help people. So on a grand scheme of things, that is what it is all about. That is what this whole show is about, branching out, reaching new people, informing people not only just about real estate, but also giving back and helping people help us give back to the community. So with all of these strategic partnerships, Glenn Kelly Real Estate builds this amazing online presence, and boom, what happens? We go from TV to a worldwide podcast here on Tycoon Takeover. Now, as you know, Tycoon Takeover broadcasts every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and we always conduct an open forum on real estate, money, buying and selling of real estate, basically anything you want to talk about, life, success, relationships, charity, whatever you want to talk about. We are game, and we're going to talk about it right here every single Tuesday at 9 p.m. on Tycoon Takeover. Now that we have all of the logistics out of the way about the show and whatnot, now it's time to bring on our very first guest. Now, our first guest is a true icon in the real estate industry. She has worked by my side on many real estate deals over the past few years. She's literally taken the real estate market here at the Jersey Shore by storm. Of course she has. She's tag-teamed herself and aligned herself with Glenn Kelly of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Now, if you're looking for a serious realtor with ethics, professionalism, and the desire to strive for 100% satisfaction with every transaction, then you have to meet up with our next guest. She has closed numerous short sales, bank REO properties, and continues to help buyers and sellers make their dreams come true, pardon the pun, for Glenn Kelly Real Estate's Dreams Come True program. It is absolutely a privilege and an honor to have our next guest on the show. She is the Assistant Director of Professional Development and Recruitment here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, and she's also a New Jersey licensed sales agent. Everyone, please welcome Holly Nitto to the show. Holly, are you there?
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
All right. How are you making out this evening?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Not bad at all. You know, we do these shows and whatnot. It's a long night for me, but not bad at all. So moving right in, I got a couple of questions for you, Holly, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead. I'm ready for you.
Okay, perfect. You know, you mention all the time, Holly's very big with the company anniversary parties, getting involved and whatnot. No other company, by the way, is having crazy anniversary parties every single year like Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Now that that's out of the way, let's move into always at these anniversary parties. You're on the mic, you're doing your spiel and whatnot, you do a great job, and you're always on Facebook, always, always a veteran advocate. I would like to know, the world wants to know, what made you become such an advocate, and when did you take on this role?
Well, Glenn, I'm a proud daughter of a veteran. My father, Al Nitto, was in the Army and served in Vietnam, and hearing stories about these young men and women serving this country, I felt the need I needed to give back to them as well. And I took on that stance when I was a teenager. I would attend my dad's VVA, which is Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 200 in BRIC. And I would go to the meetings with both my parents. I would help them with fundraisers like handshakes, bake sales, things of that nature, the poppy sales. And I still help them out to this day. I also teach. And as my other full-time job, when I'm there, we organize Jeans Days, where the teachers will participate and donate money, and I donate the money to the veterans. I also would host the veterans at the local, from the local VFW and the local VVA at our school for them to speak to our senior class students about what they have gone through.
Amazing, amazing. So you mentioned you got two full-time jobs. I mean, actually, you have one full-time job and one full-time career. And putting that all together, you must be extremely busy.
I am busy at all times, but none of my clients ever fall to the wayside, and none of my students ever fall to the wayside. Both avenues, both aspects of my life get 110%.
I certainly can oblige to that. This is true facts, ladies and gentlemen. Let me move on to my next question. What are some of the pointers? Again, you're so in with the veterans and the veteran advocate and whatnot. What are some of the pointers that you can give our listening audience, which, by the way, topped over 50,000 last week? So what are some of the pointers that you can give our listeners when purchasing a home, especially if they're a veteran?
Well, there are a couple of things, actually. When it comes to VA loans, unlike an FHA or a conventional, a VA loan allows for 100% financing, which is huge. And this means that a veteran does not need to put down any monies except for their closing costs, unless, of course, they are provided with a concession or that they can wrap it into their mortgage, which is definitely something that is needed, especially for veterans just coming home from overseas. Also, if a veteran is considered 100% disabled by the government, they may be property tax exempt on their primary residency. Most towns require that 100% disability, Glenn, to be permanent and total for the exemption to go through. Another important item to mention is that a veteran can only have one VA loan open at a time. So those of our veterans that are maybe a little bit more in the senior community where they want to have a vacation home, they cannot have a VA loan opened on their primary residency and an investment or vacation property at the same time. The amount of information on VA loans can be really extensive and extreme. So instead of me taking up all of your podcast time, I suggest they keep an eye on the Glenn Kelly website and your Facebook for details on upcoming VA loan workshops that we will host at Glenn Kelly Real Estate that'll better answer any of their questions or concerns.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. There's so many items that go along, not only about loans in general, but now when you talk about VA loans and whatnot, it's better to definitely, because we would need like a 6-hour podcast on VA and whatnot. So it is definitely a great idea. You could always log on glennkelly.com, glennkelly.com, and we'll update you and things and whatnot. And we'll always recommend amazing people to deal with when you're purchasing your home and whatnot. So, Holly, moving on. I know Glenn Kelly Real Estate is sponsoring the Polar Bear Plunge this year, and I know we did something last year with you as well with the Polar Bear Plunge. It's a big thing. You're very involved with lots of the agents here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. We're very involved with giving back to the community and very involved in charity. Now, I know it's February 20th in Seaside Heights. Can you tell our listening audience who is the plunge for and how does someone get involved with the Polar Bear Plunge?
Absolutely. The Polar Bear Plunge is a fundraiser for the Special Olympics of New Jersey. They actually have several different locations that they host this Polar Bear Plunge. The 20th just happens to be the one in Seaside. And participants usually join, whether it's a team, they can do it individually, or they can start their own team. And they raise money to try and reach to a certain monetary level for specific incentives. So, for instance, they have, for $100, you get the Special Olympics Polar Bear Plunge sweatshirt. For $300, you get a logoized duffel bag. $500, you get that really nice, warm, comfy robe to put on after you come out of the freezing water. And it goes all the way up to, if you fundraise $5,000 or more, you get a really nice, logoized varsity jacket.
Nice, nice. Now, if somebody wants to get involved, I guess we have multiple agents trying to raise money for this right now. So you log on, if you're on Facebook or whatnot, and you're on my profile, a lot of my agents post stuff all the time on my profile, so they tag me in there and whatnot. It's very easy for someone to get involved and help donate for the cause and whatnot. And it is an amazing cause, the Special Olympics. You're doing a great job. Most of the agents here are participating February 20th. Everyone's doing a great job. So I'd like to find out about the CAT crew. I know that that's what started everything here, especially with my company getting involved and other agents here getting involved with the Polar Bear Plunge. Can you tell us about this group, the CAT crew?
Absolutely, yes. The Glenn Kelly agents that have thankfully followed in my footsteps and joined this group. You know, it's beyond words for me. But the CAT crew, which is capital C, capital A, capital T, crew, was organized actually by Jory and Zach Gallagher for their friends Kelly and Chris Tobin in honor of their son, Colin Anthony Tobin. That's where the C-A-T comes in. And he was born with Down syndrome in 2009. Since then, they have grown this quote-unquote crew to be one of, if not, I believe this year, we are the biggest group to participate in the Seaside Plunge. We actually have our own table to check in, our own little section, because we have that many people in this group. The Tobin family, which is made up of Chris, Kelly, Colin, Kaylee, and Cody, have so many loving, supporting family and friends. I joined this group actually 5 years ago. As I am one of Kelly's coworkers, we both work together at the school, and I've known her since she was actually pregnant with Colin. It's been a really great pleasure of mine to watch this amazing young boy grow over the years, and he's just progressed so well in school and from the love and support of his family, especially his sister Kaylee. She is his little cheerleader at every event that they have. He participates in countless Special Olympic events. Like I said, his sister Kaylee cheers him on. There's little Cody, who was just born, I believe he's under a year, and then mom and dad take him everywhere. He's been in numerous print ads for the Special Olympics, and the biggest thing that I think is so amazing is he's actually met Tim Shriver. This is Maria Shriver's brother, who has taken on the Special Olympics, you know, from his mom and run with it. And that's just, I mean, it's amazing, and there's just no stopping Colin. He's the greatest little boy you'd ever meet.
Wow, that is awesome. If that's not inspiration enough to check out the Polar Bear Plunge February 20th, I mean, come on, get involved, get on Facebook, find the agents that are getting involved here with Glenn Kelly Real Estate with the Plunge, donate for a great cause. Holly, I got two more quick questions for you if you have
sure
time
thing.
For us.
I've got all the time for you, Glenn.
All right, that's what I like to hear. How long have you been involved with real estate, and what do you love most about it?
Well, this is actually, it's my third year, and what I actually love the most is all my new clients, each one of them that I get to meet. Now, yes, some of them I started out with my own, you know, circle of inspiration, but a lot of the clients that I've had within the last 3 years are new to me, and they've become family. They've become friends, and I love working with them. I love keeping, checking in on them and making sure that they're still happy with the purchase that they made, because my job, which I hold dear to myself, my motto in this industry is I don't sell houses. I sell people homes, and that's what I love, is to be able to sell somebody their home and that they can feel, you know, grow into and have a family in.
Well, now let me ask you this. I know recently you became the Assistant Director of Professional Development and Recruitment here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Can you briefly explain your role with that?
Absolutely. So professional development, that avenue of my job title, is training the new staff and also assisting some of the veteran staff members with things that they might need to be refreshed on, which to me kind of kicks off of my first career before I started real estate, which was teaching. I have a love to help people and to teach. And so when we get new staff members, or again, some of our veteran staff members that might need a little refresher, that's my job, to train or help them progress in the field. And then the second avenue of it, which would be the recruiting, which is the more exciting part for me as well, is bringing in new agents into Glenn Kelly, whether they're brand new to the real estate industry or veterans from real estate who want to work with us at Glenn Kelly in our family team, which is huge. As you know, Glenn, we talk about it all the time at all of our weekly meetings or monthly meetings, how much we are a family here, and we work together and we support each other. So it's my pleasure always to try and pull anybody new in and let them know that this is a family and we're here to help each other.
Yeah, no, Holly, you hit it right off the bat right there. I mean, it just doesn't happen. I was with two other companies, big players here at the Jersey Shore, and what we see here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, what was built, what is in position now, just does not exist anywhere else. Holly, my last question for you tonight, I told you it was two, I lied, I got one more. What is the greatest real estate company on the planet?
Glenn Kelly Real Estate.
And I got one more for you. Who's the greatest broker in real estate?
Glenn Kelly, of course.
All right. Listen, Holly, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. You're a superstar real estate agent. That's Holly Nitto. Check her out. You will not be disappointed. Thank you so much for your time for coming on the show tonight. I appreciate it, Holly.
Thank you, Glenn.
You got it. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so moving on, that was Holly Nitto from Glenn Kelly Real Estate, excellent agent and whatnot. If you're looking to buy and sell, get involved. We are with the highest social media score on the planet. Jump in, talk to some agents in the company, get involved. We're starting a real estate revolution here, and believe me when I tell you, we are doing just that. With a superstar, 30-year real estate agent coming to Glenn Kelly Real Estate, and another one coming next week. The big dogs come to Glenn Kelly. Why? Because we are the greatest real estate company on the planet. Now, moving on to our next guest here on Tycoon Takeover, because we want to make sure that we don't end up like last week where we're running around for time. So our next guest is a true philanthropist, always doing charitable things for the community and constantly giving back. No matter what event that we do here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, our next guest is always eager to get involved. She is the owner of Truce Yoga. She's currently tag teaming with Glenn Kelly Real Estate to offer clients donation yoga, where a portion of the proceeds go to Glenn Kelly Real Estate Battles Cancer, along with the American Cancer Society. She recently, I think it was a couple of months ago, got involved at a great charity at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. Another huge plug for a favorite to the show, Michael Carbone at the Beachcomber. What's happening, baby? So she's constantly giving back to the community, and they're right here local in Toms River. You really got to learn about them. They're a great, great company, great organization. Please help me welcome, she's called the owner of Truce Yoga. Cheryl, are you there?
Hi, Glenn. Yes, I am. Thank you. I really appreciate the moment in time here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show tonight. I greatly appreciate it. If you could tell us a little bit about yourself and also tell us also a little bit about Truce Yoga.
Sure. Well, short and sweet. I've been in the health and wellness industry for a little over 20 years now. Wow. I've worked for the big box organizations, and I got to a point in time where I wanted to start my own because I saw a need for local charities, local assistance that most big boxes don't get involved in. Don't get me wrong, the big boxes do get involved in great events on a national/global level, but they don't get deep down into the roots of the community that they're involved in. And that's something that mm-hmm. I felt very passionate about.
Awesome. Now, can you tell us, I mean, of course you see, like even in my industry, you see people, my competitors popping up here, there, and everywhere. For someone like a yoga studio, how would you say Truce Yoga stands out compared to other yoga studios, not necessarily just in our area, but within around Ocean and Monmouth County area? How would Truce stand out?
One of the things that I wanted very much for the company was not to be a smoke and mirrors organization. You know, what you see is what you get. Basically, in the yoga world, it's a little different from the fitness world. Everybody on both sides has a very deep passion for what they do. However, it doesn't allow the regular individual to segue into a yoga practice very easily. I wanted it to be a very open, warm, welcoming environment that a regular, ordinary 9-to-5 business worker, business owner could step into it without feeling intimidated. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just about meditation. It's not just about the physical practice. It's not, I don't want people to feel when they walk through the doors that they have this expectation that they must know every single thing about the Yoga Sutras, because if not, then they're not a yogi. I want them just to come in and get what they want to get out of it. It's not about what I want to, you know, get out of it. It's what I want them to get out of it.
So it's definitely safe to say that Truce Yoga, no matter if you are a beginner and have never even seen a yoga mat before, or if you got your own yoga mat at home and it's the top of the line, there is a place for them at Truce Yoga.
Exactly. You know, the origin of the name itself, truce, means to make peace, to make a treaty. And the goal was to make that peace, to make that treaty with yourself, getting on your mat.
Awesome. So now, as you heard in the plug for yourself coming on the show tonight, I know you're involved with lots of charity, and that is near and dear to my heart because, you know, my company does a lot of charitable events every single year. So I know you did a Roga event at Beachcomber, and I know you're involved with lots of other charities and whatnot. And if you have any coming up, please feel free to tell our listeners and whatnot a little bit about Roga and some of the other charities maybe that you've done and maybe some of the charities that you have coming up.
Well, to start off with local charities, at the end of the day, anything that's community driven and needs support, whether it be a school, the band, and they're looking to get T-shirts, donations, so that way, you know, they can get more equipment and whatnot, I'm ready to get involved in that. Brothers and Big Sisters, what I did, you know, we donate gift certificates, and really that's for the health and wellness of all those involved. Oceans of Love, the same thing. Roga was definitely something that I started to brainstorm. My passion is obviously I love to create things. And I thought to myself, how can I create something that's going to not only benefit a family, but really drive, you know, the attention of those around in the community? And Roga stands for, it's a run, walk, fun run, walk yoga event. And it was a this summer over up on the Seaside Heights Boardwalk, a 3K with a yoga class up on the platform, and that was to help support a local family in need. Liam Marino, he at the time was about 8 years old when he was diagnosed with medulloblastoma, brain cancer,
wow.
And had been going through some severe treatments, and his mom was a student of mine at the studio. And I said, how can I get involved? How can I help? And, you know, what can I do? And in a short period of time, we did it in about 2 months of really execution. And we ended up getting a really nice amount of participants. And
wow.
It benefited the family. And I think that the over the dollar amount that was driven in, the fact that, you know, we reached out to another local business in Asbury Park, Glide Surf Shop, and asked to see if they would help participate. And they did. They customized a surfboard for Liam.
Awesome.
And I think that, that just was the pinnacle of the entire event, because it moved you to see his reaction of something that was so special to him and so simple to us to look at, and yet to know that, you know, everything that he's endured, he may or may not get back on that board again.
Absolutely.
But that moment, that feeling that he got the minute that he saw that board, you know, it was a great moment for everyone.
Awesome. I mean, when I heard all the different things from Stacy, and she was telling me about you and whatnot, that's how I knew it was going to be a great tag team partnership and whatnot, because just the constant charitable environment that you're in and my company, I just knew it was going to be very synergistic. Now, I know you're offering a monthly donation class to benefit this Glen Kelly Real Estate Battles Cancer with the American Cancer Society. Can you tell me why getting involved with something like that is so important to you and Truce Yoga?
Well, you know, cancer, it doesn't discriminate. It hits anyone and everyone at any point in time, and it happens at a split-second notice. I've had friends of mine who you look at one moment, and the next moment they're diagnosed. Family members of my friends who, you know, again, you're sitting there at a family dinner and you're enjoying the best cooked meal you've ever had, and the woman who cooked the meal was just diagnosed and didn't get the opportunity to survive. So it's definitely touched my heart in a lot of ways. And I think, you know, again, we're not here for just our own self. We don't just move throughout life just doing for ourselves. We get up every morning and we have a purpose, and that purpose is, if we really think about it, is to generate a smile in somebody else.
Absolutely.
To help someone else. Because through that, we help ourselves. And I'm not saying monetarily or anything like that. Through that, we help ourselves grow.
Absolutely. Now, Cheryl, is there, can you, if you guys have them, either a website or a I know you have a Facebook and whatnot. I'd like to just give our listeners the chance to be able to connect with you. Can you just plug either your website or both, your Facebook site, maybe phone number and whatnot, so our listeners can get in touch with you?
Sure. You can reach us at Facebook at Truce Yoga. Our website is truceyoga.com. We also have an app, Truce Yoga. And you can call us, you can text us at 732-898-3950. And I just want to let your listeners know that if they are suffering at this point in time themselves, or they have a family member or a friend that's going through something, Truce Yoga isn't here to, sit there and sell you a membership. Call us. Let us know the situation, and we will be happy to sponsor a membership for them during this time.
Awesome. You heard it right there. Truce Yoga, the owner, Cheryl, taking a couple minutes out of her night to come on Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly. Listen, Cheryl, I thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Thank you so much for branding with Glenn Kelly Real Estate Battles Cancer with the American Cancer Society. It's truly an honor to have you on, and thank you so much again.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to a really great run with you.
You got it. Thanks, Cheryl. Have a
great
night.
Have a great night. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was Cheryl of Truce Yoga. You got to check them out. They're always, always involved in charitable events and whatnot, always giving back to the community. Now we're going to move the show to the heart-wrenching portion of the show, because what we're doing tonight is we're dedicating the show to trying to find out, just like last week's show, more about cancer. Learning more about it, becoming more aware about it, possible scenarios of where you can go get help, maybe the best hospitals. We're learning so much about cancer with just these last two podcasts. So tonight, my next guest is the aunt of a superstar little boy who has a rare type of cancer. And I always throw around when I'm doing my marketing and whatnot, I always throw around the word hashtag. I know everyone sees hashtags with me all over, and this would be hashtag love and life for Logan. Now, my thoughts and prayers go out to Logan and his entire family. You know, in these days, when you're hearing about cancer everywhere, it's so alarming. You turn the TV on, now there's ads for cancer institutes. You turn the radio on, there's some type of company or some doctor selling some type of cancer product or treatment and whatnot. It's just becoming the norm these days, and it's very scary. Now, this case hits hard as Logan has not even begun to live his life. And he's a very young boy. And here he was diagnosed with a rare type of cancer that is in his brainstem, and it's extremely aggressive, and it's also inoperable. Now, they've reached over $26,000, I think it's almost $27,000 towards easing the financial burden on their parents and whatnot on their GoFundMe page, which is absolutely amazing. Now, Logan was given approximately 6 to 12 months to live. With treatment, they expect it to be around 12 months. Logan loves trucks, bugs, dinosaurs, Legos. It's just a heart wrenching story to tell. So please help me welcome Michelle Stout to the show. Michelle, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right, Michelle, I can hear you. How are you this evening?
Okay. I'm okay. How are you, Glenn?
All right, I'm doing okay. We wanted to dedicate this portion of the show and whatnot to really, really, truly trying to get a grasp of this and whatnot. If you could please tell us Logan's story and maybe a little bit about this particular type of cancer.
Well, his story, I mean, he's only 4 years old. He was born on April 19th, 2011. He's only 6 months younger than my oldest son, actually. So they're very close in age. He has a 7-year-old sister named Chloe and a 2-year-old sister named Aria. His mom is my sister, and she's also my best friend. Her name is Christy. And his father is my sister's high school sweetheart. His name is Patrick. They all live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and they have basically lived a beautiful and blessed life up until this nightmare diagnosis almost 2 weeks ago now. His cancer is called a DIPG, which stands for diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma. And you mentioned earlier when you, before you brought me on, it's a tumor that is located on his brainstem in a very delicate area known as the pons. And that basically controls all vital functions such as breathing and blood pressure. And the location that it's in, the way that it's interwoven with the healthy brain tissue makes it especially difficult to treat. It is inoperable, like you mentioned. Chemotherapy cannot touch it since it can't pass the blood-brain barrier to be able to attack those cancer cells. So the only traditional treatment for this is radiation therapy, which is also not a cure for it. It would just temporarily shrink it. And then after a few months of additional time, it would regrow more quickly and more aggressively than it had been before. And like you mentioned, he only was given 6 months to a year. So that's basically
and now
that
he was just,
story in
he
a
was
nutshell.
Just, he was just recently diagnosed?
Yes. He was diagnosed on January 27th.
Wow, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that was a complete shocker to yourself and the family and whatnot in general. Were there any warning signs?
The only warning sign really was that his, I forget which eye it was, I believe it was his right eye. It was fine one day, and the next my sister noticed that it was turning inward slightly towards the inner corner. Mm-hmm. And within like another day, it was very obvious it was turned inward. So at first, because that's actually hereditary on her husband's side of the family, a lot of his relatives' children have had the lazy eye. They just assumed it was lazy eye and that, you know, they'd take him to the eye doctor. He would maybe get a patch, maybe need glasses, and that would remedy the problem. But when they went and had that meeting with the ophthalmologist, they learned that there's nothing else wrong with his vision, which is uncommon. If you have a lazy eye, apparently there's it causes other problems with your vision, which Logan didn't have. So they sent them to get an MRI. And still at that point, nobody was expecting that this would be the result of that. They basically just thought, it was a lazy muscle or something. They still thought that it was something like that, or maybe he had a head trauma. He had had a fall not too long before that and bonked his head in the bathroom playing around. So they just thought it was that. And much to everybody's shock, they were told that he had a tumor on his brainstem, the worst possible place that you could have one, the worst news that any parent could hear.
Now, in this particular type of cancer, the DIPG, this is a very rare type of cancer, correct?
Actually, it's not really that rare. There are about 300 to 350 new cases of it diagnosed each year, and these are primarily found in children between ages 5 and 10.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess it's somewhat rare, but when you think about 300 to 350 kids, it's really, I mean, it doesn't sound that rare to me.
Absolutely.
It's definitely
absolutely.
The most lethal. It is the most lethal type of brain cancer that you could have because of the way that it is interwoven with the healthy tissue.
Now, we had a lot of inquiries online and whatnot when I announced that we were going to come have you on the show and whatnot. One of them was, mm-hmm. How is the family dealing with this financially and emotionally?
Well, not good. They are devastated. We're all devastated by it. And I mean, I think, at least for me, I don't know if I'm in denial about it or what. Obviously, we have the proof on the MRI, but I still just can't even imagine this happening to my own family member, to my sister, having to go through this. to her son. So, I mean, emotionally, it has devastated them. They're just basically in survival mode now, doing all of the research that they can, because there is not enough research done on this type of cancer to try to find a cure for it, since there is no known cure. And I just keep, like, thinking in the back of my mind still that it has to be some kind of a mistake, that this just can't be happening. So it is affecting everybody a great deal emotionally, financially. I mean, it's going to be a very expensive journey for the treatment. They're traveling right now. They just went to Philadelphia to get a second opinion at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So there's travel expenses, and Logan is on a steroid now to keep the tumor from swelling, that's what would cause his other symptoms to begin arising as more time passes. And then any other, you know, treatments, the special diet that he's on, I mean, but obviously there's no greater expense than the huge withdrawal that this is making on their entire family emotionally.
Absolutely.
And, of course,
absolutely,
financially.
You know, we had a lot of questions on, with this particular type of cancer, is there any support groups available?
There are. I don't know of any specifically named support groups, but I do know that my sister has said that she has been in touch with some. She's been in touch with other parents who have had or currently have children that have this type of tumor. She's been in touch with a wealth of knowledgeable people who are trying to put them in contact with the best resources to basically maintain Logan's health and quality of life at this point, and trying to search for, you know, anything they can that will do anything to help him. And obviously Facebook has been a huge support to her. So many people have reached out to pray or to donate. So
now, when you talked about radiation being some type of quasi-treatment or whatnot there, is that true, that the radiation is really the only available option?
Yes, that's the only available traditional treatment that there is. And, I mean, I would be using the term treatment lightly there, or putting it in quotations if I were writing it down, it really, I mean, there is no cure for it. Doing any kind of radiation is not going to save his life. It would only temporarily buy him a little bit more time, and in the process, it would also be destroying the quality of life that he has left, what little life that he would have left, because this radiation therapy would essentially destroy his hearing, and it would also destroy his pituitary gland, so he wouldn't be able to grow, even if he did survive by some, you know, miracle doing this treatment. If it bought him more time, he wouldn't be able to grow anymore. He would basically be a shell of his former self, and that's not any way to spend your last months or years.
I mean,
yeah, that's really the only option that there is.
Devastated to even learn, 4 years old. I mean, it sends chills down your spine. I can only imagine what it does to yourself and family and whatnot. And I would imagine with this particular type of diagnosis, you mentioned that you're going to get another opinion and whatnot in Philly. With this particular type of cancer, I assume the first doctor really didn't give that much chance of any hope or whatnot with treatments or whatnot, that it could only possibly extend life for a certain amount of time.
Exactly. Both of the hospitals that they have spoken with so far have basically given them the same answer and have given them no hope. Basically, all they've said to them is to enjoy their time with him and keep him comfortable.
Unbelievable.
Which is pretty devastating. I mean,
I mean, my heart goes out to you. I used to work on the cancer floor, and way back in my prime, and I saw cancer patients every single day, 7 days a week. And it was different back then. Now it just seems like it's cascaded. Now you hear it every single, no matter where you turn, there's a commercial or something going on about cancer and whatnot. So it's becoming truly, truly more so than mainstream than ever before. And my heart definitely goes out to you. Can you please plug everyone listening to today? I know last week we were pulling in numbers of a tad over 50,000 listeners. If the our audience listening tonight, if they want to get involved and help Logan and the family, how can they go about doing that?
Well, we have the GoFundMe page set up for them. It is called Love and Life for Logan. And the link for that is www.gofundme.com/9UYB4. That's the link that would lead to that, but you can also look it up by the name and it would come up from that.
Okay, perfect. So I hope everyone got a chance to hear that. You got to log in. Go to the GoFundMe page. I'll bring it up on my Facebook site as well. Check it out. Make a donation. This is a family that truly, truly, truly needs some help in a crazy time in their life and whatnot. My heart and prayers go out to you and your entire family. We love you. We absolutely, positively, please give our heartfelt love to Logan himself. And thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight, Michelle.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And thank you to everybody for all of the prayers and donations that they've received so far.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Give my love to Logan. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you. I will. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so what a heart-wrenching story. And I know a lot of people are listening right now, and you know, just chills you to the bone. 4 years old, inoperable cancer, and no possible cure or treatment. You gotta take a few seconds out and jump on Love and Life for Logan. They have the GoFundMe page. Check it out. I'll try to put it up on the social media later on today. Definitely check it out. It's for an amazing, amazing cause. And what a superstar, superstar little boy going through everything like that at such a young age. It's crazy. So my next guest, moving along, is the Assistant Director of Charitable Affairs here at Glen Kelly Real Estate. She's also a licensed New Jersey sales agent here at Glen Kelly Real Estate. She wears both of these hats extremely well, and she looks very good in them. And she's constantly around the clock devoted not only to client satisfaction, which Glen Kelly Real Estate is huge about, but also integrating Glen Kelly Real Estate with so many community and charitable events. So many, countless, every single year. So please welcome the beautiful, iconic Stacey Angus to the show. Stacey, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. All right.
With
one
of my cute little hats on.
Yes. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good.
All right. So tell us about, we have so many things to go over and whatnot. There's so much stuff happening with Glen Kelly Real Estate and whatnot. Tell us about, take your time, what's going on with this new initiative here at Glen Kelly Real Estate that has to do with study groups for recent real estate school graduates who are interested in coming along and working with Glen Kelly Real Estate to become a superstar real estate agent, and they just haven't passed the state test yet. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, exactly as you said, it's called Glen Kelly Real Estate Superstars Teach Future Superstars. And it's completely free. We're thinking it'll be possibly 2 times a month just based on interest and, you know, however many people inquire about it. And to do that, you could go on glennkelly.com, but and then just email Glenn or any of us. It's basically a study group for graduates of real estate school who haven't passed the test yet, which is more common than you would think. It'll be held at the office, a no-pressure environment, taught by agents who oftentimes are not even first-time winners themselves. And some of them are actually teachers. I'm Holly, who was on the show earlier. She's a teacher. by day as well, and she's also the I forget her exact title, but she's what is it again?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Assistant director of professional development and recruitment. Yes, that's what you are, Holly. But anyway, she is going to be very involved in this, as well as Judy Sherwood. She's very involved in training new agents. And just, you know, we'll all jump in, but it's just a no-pressure environment, nothing to be ashamed of. Most people, even with doctorate degrees, you know, they don't pass it the first time. It's a tough test, and, you know, sometimes you need a little extra help, and we're here to give it to you.
Yeah, so what we're talking about for the thousands and thousands of people listening are, you said you want to get involved in real estate. Now, there's two different avenues. One, if you're already in real estate and you haven't been lucky enough to sit with me yet and talk about coming to Glen Kelly Real Estate, that sounds like a big personal problem that you need to rectify there. But on the flip side, let's say you're new to the business. You want to get involved, and you're like, I think I love real estate. And maybe you even go to the school, you take the class and whatnot, and then you go to take the test, and boom, you walk out of there, and you didn't pass. You missed it by a point or two or whatnot.
Yeah.
There's no company around that's able to say, listen, come on in, sit with me. I'll teach you to pass your test. You can work right here, and I'll help you be a star. It doesn't happen anywhere else, people. Mm-hmm. This is why Glen Kelly Real Estate has started the real estate revolution. It doesn't happen anywhere else. That's what I try to keep telling them. The things that happen here with the family team camaraderie and everybody for everyone, we're a family team. You don't get it anywhere else. And it's trickling down.
Yeah.
Agents are definitely starting to see it now. People are starting to come to fruition with it. It's finally hitting people. But anyway, so we're going to do this maybe even twice monthly for people. If you haven't passed the test, that's what Stacy's talking about. Glen Kelly Real Estate Superstars train future superstars. So get involved. So moving on, Stacy, I know we're having some big networking event coming on. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
The networking event is also going to be held at the office. It's going to be probably in a few weeks. We'll have more information, I'd say, by the next show. But it's just meet and greet where we'll have some food. We'll meet other title companies. Just kind of like a meet and greet, as it said, for real estate in general and everyone involved. Inspection, you know, if you do inspections and just anything of the trade, you know.
Yeah, so pretty much if you're involved in real estate, we are going to have a networking event at my office. I don't care if you're a real estate agent, a broker from another company who wants to hang your hat up and come to Glen Kelly Real Estate. It could happen. Don't laugh. It could happen.
You never know.
If you do appraisals, title, mortgage, I don't care. It's all about networking, getting out and meeting people, home inspections, the whole nine yards. Whatever it is, what your gig is in real estate, we'd like you to reach out to us, glennkelly.com. Let's put together all of us coming together at the office and learning about each other, swapping out business cards, and it's all about, at the end of the day, networking. So it's really going to be a really cool event, and very happy Stacy's working diligently putting that all together. So Stacy, can you tell us a little bit more about the Polar Bear Plunge?
Well, I know Holly touched on quite a bit of it earlier, but basically the total raise by Glen Kelly Real Estate Agents alone is a little over $500, which is now increased $100 from last week, which is great. And it's February 20th at 1:00 in Seaside. Meet us after the plunge over at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. We'll be hanging out over there if you want to come hang out with us.
Awesome. So that what was that date again, Stacy?
February 20th at 1.
So February 20th, 1:00, Polar Bear Plunge for the Special Olympics. You got to be a part of it. The Glenn Kelly Real Estate Limo is riding into Seaside with all the agents. We're taking an outpatient in this. It's an amazing charity. Get yourself involved. After the plunge is over, follow me and all the polar bear plungers over to Beachcomber Bar and Grill. You know what time it is, Mike Carbone. All right, so can you tell us a little bit about May 21st and 22nd? We're going to be with Mike Carbone at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill in Seaside.
We love it there. Yes, we will be set up on May 21st and 22nd all day at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. We're going to have free giveaways. There'll be agents. We'll be giving away pins, T-shirts, books signed by Glenn. If for those of you that don't know, Glenn wrote his own book about understanding New Jersey real estate. He'll be there signing it personally for you. Free CMAs, sunglasses, and a variety of other prizes and giveaways.
Definitely going to be awesome. Come on out. Bunch of freebies and whatnot. Let's do a drink. Let's grab some appetizers at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. You're going to have a great time. And like Stacy mentioned, Glenn Kelly wrote a book, Understanding New Jersey Real Estate, the hottest book ever on New Jersey real estate. No other broker's got it. It's right here, Glenn Kelly Real Estate. You could still buy that book on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's. You name it, Glenn Kelly's been there. He's done it. Now, I know it's a little bit hush-hush right now. We can't talk about it because we're still involved putting together the particulars. But from what I hear, Stacy, we're planning a gigantic 4-year company anniversary party.
Yes, I'm so excited even thinking about it. It's coming up soon. It'll be in the early spring. Actually, yeah, mid-spring, we'll say. The date will be announced probably by next week. But DJ Bob LaBacata, we had him a couple weeks ago on the show. Him and Walter, his partner, are on board. We've got Patriot on board, Vanguard on board. It's going to be an amazing, great time, and it's going to blow all the other company events away.
Well, I don't know if it's going to blow them all away, but it's definitely going to come close.
I think it's going to. I think it's totally different than what has ever happened. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's going to be something really, really nice. And again, just like all the other things we get involved with, it just doesn't happen elsewhere. You know, when agents start to see what we're planning for the 4-year company anniversary party, they're going to ask themselves, why doesn't my company do this for me? And the answer is plain and simple. They're not Glenn Kelly. That's as plain bare bones basic as you could possibly.
Plain and simple.
You got that right, my dear. All right. So I want to talk about eternal tranquility and dreams come true. You know, not a lot of people realize that both are owned and operated by yours truly, Glenn Kelly, i.e. Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And that some people say, well, wait a minute, you do all this charitable stuff and whatnot, but are your agents participating? Yes. Every single one of my agents is on par and helps with eternal tranquility and dreams come true. So tell us a little bit about that briefly, Stacey.
Okay. The launch of Eternal Tranquility was last summer at our first annual Dreams Come True event, which was at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. He's getting a lot of plugs tonight. But Eternal Tranquility went on to become a yoga and massage studio. It was within the Glenn Kelly Real Estate office. We offered massage and yoga at discounted rates, as well as committed ourselves to giving back to the community with multiple charitable events. At Soulsational last year, we were giving away free massages. We brought Elvis to Tollwood's Care Center in Bayville to entertain the residents. We had free pet pictures with Santa to benefit the Popcorn Park Zoo. And we've since turned nonprofit, and now we're a 100% charitable organization. So we're looking for anybody locally to become involved with us. We're a program, the Dreams Come True portion of it is a program for people with illnesses, physical impairments, and disabilities. It's unlike any other of its kind. We serve local New Jersey-based children and adults with various illnesses and impairments, and we're just dedicated to making dreams come true overall. Reach out to us, find us on www.eternaltranquility.com.
All right, perfect.
I hate
to cut you off.
I know we don't have a lot of time.
I hate to cut you off there. We're actually going to be ending the show right now. Boy, an hour flies by like crazy. Boom. You're involved in a lot of stuff, and an hour flies by in a blink of an eye. So thank you so much to my guests for being on the show. I'd like to personally thank you from the bottom of my heart, all my guests for coming on the show. Personally thank all my listeners listening to Tycoon Takeover tonight. Everyone here at Glen Kelly Real Estate would like to invite you into our studio every single Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Glen Kelly. And you could also visit us online at www.glenkelly. That's www.glenkelly.com. Wishing everyone a happy and healthy and prosperous new year. I love you, and we will see you next week.
Meet Glen Kelly.
You can see their hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glen Kelly?
Hey, Glen.
Glen is broker of record of Glen Kelly Real Estate. Glen's experience and determination makes him a top producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glen Kelly.
I'm Glen Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.